Good afternoon. This is the latest RTL Today news and sport for Monday, the 3rd of November. I'm John Baker. According to the latest figures from the Central Bank of Luxembourg, mortgage interest rates showed mixed movements in September. Variable rates edged up slightly after falling below 3% in August, a first since December 2022. In September, banks and borrowers negotiated an average variable rate of 3.08%, and at this rate, a loan of €700,000 over 25 years would result in monthly payments of about €3,349. MP Jeff Engelin of the Alternative Democratic Reform Party, in conversation with RTL Radio this morning, talked about his decision to step down from the Chamber of Deputies to allow a younger colleague, Michel Lemaire, to take over. Engelin said he wanted to give his younger successor enough time to gain experience and visibility, explaining that stepping down only a few months before an election would not have allowed that. And a 17-year-old was fatally stabbed by a friend during a dispute in Neufchef near Ayonge in France yesterday evening. The attack happened at around 6:15 p.m. and according to Le Républicain Lorrain, the victim was allegedly stabbed by a friend following a dispute. Despite the efforts of the emergency services, the teenager, who was wounded near the lung, could not be revived. The suspect was quickly arrested and an investigation launched. In world news, following a mass stabbing on a London-bound train, a man has been charged with 10 counts of attempted murder, British Transport Police have announced. The 32-year-old, named as Anthony Williams from Peterborough in central England, was also charged with actual bodily harm and possession of a knife in connection with the incident on Saturday evening. He was also charged with another account of attempted murder and possession of a knife over a separate incident in London on the same day. And finally, Britain will seek to revoke Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's honorary Vice Admiral rank, ministers announced yesterday. The UK government said that it would move to remove the former Prince Andrew, his honorary title of Vice Admiral, his last remaining military rank, following King Charles III's decision to strip his brother of all remaining royal titles and honours over his Epstein ties. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And starting with the homegrown sports news, French-Luxembourgish triathlete Jeanne Leher claimed her first ever World Cup win in Chile yesterday, bringing the 2025 season to a close with another triumph. Leher took first place in the World Cup event in Viña del Mar, Chile. The event consisted of 750 metres swimming, 20 kilometres cycling and 5 kilometres running, and she finished the race in 56 minutes and 13 seconds, well ahead of her rivals. And in international cricket, is set to return to Faisalabad's Iqbal Stadium after 17 years with a three-match one-day international series between Pakistan and South Africa from Tuesday. The central city in Punjab province last staged an international match in 2008 when Pakistan and Bangladesh played a one-day international. And staying with cricket, India celebrated a watershed moment in its sporting history today after the women's cricket team won their first World Cup crown, with greats of the game saying it would inspire future generations. A packed D.Y. Patil Stadium in Mumbai saw hosts India defeat South Africa by 52 runs yesterday, adding a women's trophy to the country's four men's World Cup titles, starting with the first in 1983. It's going to be cloudy for the majority of the day, although it should remain dry throughout. Southerly winds of around 20 kilometres an hour and a balmy top temperature of 11 degrees later this afternoon.